Why haven't you called for backup? Where is your backup? This is our damn Capitol building, and y'all are letting it get destroyed on your watch!
Uh-oh. Guys in MAGA hats begging DC cops to stop letting a few agitators trash the U.S. Capitol building. Nancy's not gonna like this one little bit. Speaking of domestic terrorists, thank God they're cracking down on that dangerous pillow guy. Meanwhile, Minneapolis is a war zone. We've got murders, rapes, real terrorism, and actual racism going on here every single night. But President Biden tells the National Prayer Breakfast that he intends to round up these guys. All that and more tonight from the editor's desk. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Mack coming to you once again from the offices of the Remnant newspaper. Reminding you now that I've got my instructions. You're all supposed to sign up for our e-blast. I guess big tech is cracking down on us like everybody else. So very simple. Click the link below. That way we can let you know whenever we, you know, post something new and we can keep in touch in this brave new normal of ours. Because we got to stay safe, you know, and they're all just trying to keep us safe. That's what I love about everything that's going on. Just staying safe is so cool. And I'm feeling so much safer now that the crackdown on free speech is happening, crackdown on freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, freedom to worship are making all the dangerous people disappear, just like the Nazis did, just like the Soviets did. You know, enemies of the state gotta go. And in this case, it's that enemy of the state with the blue shirt and the pillows. So we gotta shut him down. He had a video up on YouTube for like 30 seconds yesterday. They yanked that bad boy down because we can't be exposing the kitties to Mike Lindell. Not a good idea. Dangerous, dangerous enemy of the state.
When I say that I absolutely believe with all my heart that God's creation is he created them male and female, and that should not be denied, when I am censored for saying those type of things, that is wrong.
I mean, we just need to be clear here, Jake. She has peddled these lies and conspiracies both on camera and in writing.
I'm sorry, but what's with these CNN people? I mean, they all look like they need a little more bran in their diet, don't they? They're so serious. Pain looks on their faces. It's pretty funny. I don't know. And yet what amazes me is looking at whenever I happen to come across these people, these are the same people that somehow, I mean, to me, they have no credibility at all. But the people we just looked at there over at CNN are terrifying millions of Americans every night into wearing the mask, losing their jobs, shutting down the school, not going outside.
Oh, my apologies. I was wearing my mask because I just got back from a full day of being a good person. I love my mask because it's a simple yet effective way to display my righteousness.
Friends, wake up. I know most of you are awake, but go out in the street, throw open the doors to your home, and shout to your neighbors, wake up! The whole world needs to wake up. We're all being gaslighted. Don't you get it?
But he said there wasn't any letter. He said I was going out of my mind.
Not going out of your mind. You're slowly and systematically being driven out of your mind.
But why? Why?
And the longer we stay gaslighted like this and afraid of getting the flu, the more the progress they're making, shutting down our world, locking us up. I mean, if people who are still buying this nonsense, I hope you like your house, because guess what? You're under house arrest.
Am I concerned that I'm contributing to an impending socialist technocracy that will enslave the global population? Not even a little bit.
You're in Minnesota. Even though the case numbers are going down, hospitalizations are going down, nobody knows anybody who's sick. Well, they're coming out with a new mask mandate. I'm not going to go into what the mask mandate is telling us to do because you're used to all the nonsense. Something just struck me funny about this Minnesota mask mandate, and that is when we're allowed to take the mask off now, okay? And one of the times that we're allowed to take our mask off is, wait for it, while we're in the shower. Did you get it? They're actually telling us what we can and can't wear in the bathroom. You know what? Meanwhile, some of us, while we're not running and hiding from Mike Lindell and his ilk, We're just curious to know who actually is running our country at the moment, because obviously Uncle Joe's not.
I'm honored to join this year's National Prayer Breakfast. Jill and I are humbled by your prayers, and it means everything to us. We know now we must confront and defeat political extremism, white supremacy, and domestic terrorism.
Can you imagine if you voted for this guy? He gets done reading his teleprompter and somebody comes out like Nurse Ratchet, you know? Okay, Mr. President, it's time to take your pills. Come on out into the main dining room for pudding hour, okay? The inmates are absolutely running the asylum. And this is particularly poignant or obvious to those of us from flyover land here in Minnesota, Minneapolis, right down the street from us, you know? Much of our city was burned to the ground by Biden supporters. St. Paul as well, but Minneapolis got hit even harder. And guess what? Nothing has changed, except that it's gotten a little worse.
Yeah, Sheila, it's still early in the year, but data presented to the city council shows that gunshot victims in the city are up nearly 250% compared to the four-year average. Robbery and rape are also up.
That's no exaggeration, friends. We just don't go there anymore. I mean, literally, think about that. I live 30 miles from Minneapolis. This is 2021. We're in America, the most powerful civilized country in the world. And we simply stay out of major cities like Minneapolis. Lots of people haven't been there in months. And Joe Biden's worried about domestic terrorists, you know? And by the way, most people who are dying, who are doing the dying over in Minneapolis, guess what color their skin is? Since you all are fixated on skin, it's all you think about, you know, especially you folks on the left. That's it. Martin Luther King never existed. Who the heck was that guy? He accomplished nothing, apparently. Because the folks who are dying in Minneapolis, most of them are black-skinned people. They don't like what's going on. They want their police back.
We have to just have a wholesome community, and it's going to take a multi-strategy and not a singular approach like our current council is doing, where it's all about the police. Yeah, the police have to change, but we also need them desperately.
But this fool, Uncle Joe, he's going to crack down on those morons in the Vikings horns and the deerskin bikinis. You know, these nutters.
Hey! F***ing hey, man. Glad to see you guys. You guys are f***ing patriots. Look at this guy. He's got covered in blood. God bless you.
Friends, Uncle Joe is in his dotage. We know this. He's just doing exactly what he's told. Logic, truth, has absolutely nothing to do with this. And that's the thing that should scare us right now. Who's running our country? Wouldn't you love to know? I mean, who is it? You know, this great reset thing, this is the plan all along. They cannot have POTUS getting in the way of their agenda. That's why they got rid of Trump. They don't want somebody who's doing independent thinking right now. Absolutely not. They want somebody that's going to ride America into the ground. Team Biden's moral freak show now is making guys like Rand Paul literally more Catholic than the Pope.
Who are these people that think it's okay? From what planet are you from? I mean, to think it's okay that boys would compete with girls in a track meet, that somehow would be fair. I wonder where feminists are on this. I wonder where the people who supported women's sports are on this. I mean, we all going to be okay with hulking 6'4" guys, you know, wrestling against girls, do it, you know, it just makes no sense whatsoever. And so I think the fact that you seem to be afraid to answer the question, or you basically do answer the question by saying it's okay without saying it's okay, really is a statement to a real problem we have, and a disconnect between what middle America and what most Americans actually believe.
That's great persistence, Senator. Thanks very much. But you better be careful, because you sound an awful lot like a domestic terrorist to me. A racist, a white supremacist. You think boys are boys and girls are girls? What a racist. I mean, I am shocked. Nancy's putting up walls to protect herself from guys like Rand Paul now.
For decades in Washington, D.C., they have told you that they don't know how to build a wall, or that walls are racist, or that walls are evil. Those were all lies, people, because Washington, D.C. right now has perhaps the greatest wall in America, and they built it overnight. Here is Nancy Pelosi's Great Wall. all the way around the Capitol, miles long, protected by razor wire, and really tall.
I can't believe quite that we're living through this level of political theater. You know, I mean, they're not threatened. You realize that, of course. There's nobody in D.C., nobody in the Capitol who's threatened. They never were. They certainly aren't now. They don't need this fence. This is just a massive waste of tax dollars to make the political point that everyone who disagrees with them is dangerous. One way or another, they want you on the other side of a chain link fence. Whether you're penned in or they are. But that's the point. And you got little fun gals like AOC claiming to be terrified, accusing Ted Cruz of trying to murder her. You know, she's scared to death. She needs that razor wire.
And so I go down and I thought I was going to die. I was, you know, I just happened to, you know, be a spiritual person and be raised in that context. And I really just felt that if this was the journey that my life was taking, that I felt that things were going to be okay. And that, you know, I had fulfilled my purpose.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that is secondary embarrassment right going on right now, just watching her. You know, it turns out she wasn't even at the Capitol, which just makes it all the more fantastic. But this little video clip could be the most terrifying clip of anything we've seen so far over the past year. That people actually watched that and thought, the poor thing, you know, that they in any sense took that seriously, you know? It's terrifying. Yeah, these little kids are running this thing now. Children who have not had an original thought in their entire life. And now they've got no game plan at all other than to attack racists. You're racist. I'm a racist. You're a racist. Everybody's a racist. That's all they got, you know? Trump supporters are all dangerous racists. They don't have to define it. They don't have to explain what they mean. If Trump voters are all racist, then how is it that some of the best social commentary in the country over the past year, couple years, 2 or 3 years, during the Trump administration, how is it that it was coming from people like Candace Owens, the Hodge twins, Officer Tatum, who's awesome, Diamond and Silk. I mean, just on and on it goes. Some of the best arguments for what's going wrong in the inner city come from people who are not white-skinned. Guys like Denzel Washington nail it. And any patriot is going to look at his explanation of what's going on and say, God bless this guy for saying this.
Incarceration rates in America has been a problem, especially as opposed to minorities. And Roman delves into this, the issues around the legal system. Do you think we've made any headway in the legal
system? I think it's more important to make headway in our own house. By the time the system comes into play, the damage is done. They're not locking up 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Chicago a couple of 3-4 weeks ago, and we saw these little kids on bikes with masks on the side of their head, like 5 or 6 of them. And the driver said, yeah, they're little yummies. I said, who? He said, little yummies. Look up, Google Little Yummy. Mm. Little Yummy was an 11-year-old murderer.
Wow.
And you look at his picture, you'll see the headshot of him, and he's like this. And he got murdered at 11 by a 14-year-old.
Wow.
Who's doing life now, and a 16-year-old.
That makes no sense.
You blame the system? Where was his father? Yeah. It starts in the house. It starts in the home.
So the left is creating a caricature of us. See, you know, I mean, we all know this. And then that's what they want to do. They want to create a caricature, and then they want to incarcerate and silence everybody they don't agree with based on that caricature. That's all it is. And we need to dispel it. We need to tear that thing in half. Because the only chance that they have of pulling this off is if we fall into their traps. And on January 6, 2021, a few hundred idiots fell into their trap. That's all that happened. They opened the doors of the Capitol, and what'd they say? Come on in, boys. You do whatever you want. There's ample evidence of this. The cops opened the doors of the Capitol and said, come on in. Why do you think they did that? Because they wanted that image. They wanted that visual of Trump supporters acting like imbeciles. Could it be that 900,000 MAGA patriots on the mall that day on January 6th were just as ticked off as ever? They didn't breach the wall. They didn't break any windows. They didn't go in. Why is nobody talking about them? 900,000 of them stood there on the mall saying their prayers and waving their flags. They had nothing to do with it.
Why are you letting this happen? Why haven't you called for backup? Where is your backup? This is our damn Capitol building, and y'all are letting it get destroyed on your watch. Call for backup. Get some help down here.
Oh, boy. Now, that just doesn't fit the narrative, does it? Guy in a MAGA cap? Remember old Fred Phelps? God hates fags. Whenever there'd be Marines coming, you know, get shot and killed over in Iraq, they'd come home for a funeral, and Fred Phelps would stand out there with signs saying, God hates fags. To me, I always thought that guy was working for the other side. He was creating visuals for the far left to demonize us, demonize conservatives. This guy in a Viking's horn, whatever the heck he's doing, and the little buckskin bikini and the tats all over the place. He's no brother of mine. He's no patriot. He's no friend of ours. He's working for the other side. Hey, he's brilliant. He should get an Oscar for the performance he put on. Every conservative, every Trump voter in the nation rightly denounced what happened on January 6th. That's all that matters. Nobody in the right mind thought that was a good thing that happened. That was a setup. So let's move on here, Nancy. Let's do something else besides pursue this obvious witch hunt based on caricatures, based on sensationalism. And another thing, as long as we're looking at our movement, and it's really important that we do that right now, who are these guys with the guns at the Trump rallies, friends? I know you've seen them. I've seen them. They made me nervous from the start because, again, I see a visual there that's worth $1 trillion to the left. Who are these guys? And can we be done with that now? I was speaking at a rally back in December when one of these characters shows up with his AR. Now, my wife on that particular day, my wife was there. A bunch of my daughters were there. My little 9-year-old son was there. If this guy had started capping off rounds, what happens to my little kids? And your little kids, anybody else who was at this family-friendly rally, prayer rally, you see? I'm a Second Amendment guy. I was in law enforcement. I had to wear a gun every single day going to work for years. But let me tell you, friends, bringing guns to political rallies like these only plays directly into the hands of demagogues like Nancy Pelosi. Please, guys, leave the guns at home next time. Just bring your brains, okay? And bring your flags. That's all we need. Trump knocked the hell out of these globalists, knocked them on their backsides, not by brandishing firearms, but by pledging to bring back everything they're terrified of, everything they're trying to destroy. He was using an idea to kill another idea, and he was doing it real successfully. Violence and racism had nothing to do with it. He beat them back with patriotism. He beat them back with law and order. He beat them back with God and religion. You see, much more powerful than your pop gun. And we're going to do the same thing Trump was doing. We have to carry on in the same spirit. You see, because the court of public opinion, that's the thing that matters most right now. And we've got the numbers when it comes to that. We got the numbers on our side. We have 80 million. Don't blow it. Don't blow it apart. You see, that's exactly why they're impeaching Trump, because the coalition he leads is so much stronger than they are. So what do? They're criminalizing we the people right now. They're cheating, and they're trying to goad we the people into becoming the very reactionaries that they desperately need us to be in order to advance against us and in order to advance their cause. They cannot be beat, in other words, unless we beat ourselves by doing stupid things like playing Rambo at political rallies. That's silly. Don't blow it. Be smart. Yes, be ruthless. But use your wits and set yourselves above the left by defending law and order no matter what, by defending the unborn, by defending the rights of God. You see, that's the stuff that's going to win in the end. And by the way, can we stop with this other little problem? We're being pretty self-analytical of our own movement today, but that's on purpose. We got to get ready for war here. Let's stop demanding perfection from potential allies now who are really rushing towards our side of the battlefield. You know, they're just waking up. They said crazy things not that long ago. They didn't get it. Thinking about like American bishops who didn't get it on immigration. They're confused about theology and a lot of things. And all of a sudden they look at Biden, they look what's going on, the Great Reset and globalism and the pandemic nonsense. And they're going, holy cow, we got to do something about this, right? Let's anticipate those people, shall we? You see, there are, as the old expression, there are no atheists in a foxhole. And guess what? We're in the foxhole, all right, right now. So a guy like Trump, oh, he wasn't a good person, they told us. And I agree, Trump's not a saint. But think about this. Why is he so despised by George Soros and Bill Gates and Pelosi and the rest? Why is he so despised? I would argue that it's because he jumped down into the foxhole with us, and guess what he found? He found God. Because that's what happens in times like these. People find God. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was condemned to the gulag in Russia. And what do you suppose he found in the darkness of the gulag? He found God. And he became a champion, an ally of traditional Catholics, even though he wasn't Catholic. You see how that works in times like these? And again, we're going to find some people who are leading us who are not going to be little altar boys, little holy people, people that just hopped off the holy cards. No. And that's the way it's always been. You know, the great General François Charette, French, the leader of the Royal and Catholic Army, 18th century France down in the Vendée. You know, guess what? No saint. He had concubines. He was not practicing his faith. You know, and he was literally hiding under his bed when the Catholic peasants finally pounded on his door and demanded that he lead them in a declared war now against the revolution. They didn't have the expertise. They didn't have the military experience that Charette did. They weren't looking for a saint. They weren't looking for a spiritual leader. They were looking for a soldier, and they found one, a really good one. And it's the same with what's his name? General Enrique de Cristero.
Velarde,
yeah.
You got this.
Yeah, he's another one just like that. He's an atheist. He's pressed in to lead the Cristeros, by the Cristeros themselves, to lead them against a Masonic new order in Mexico, remember? He's an atheist. And guess what happened to him? He found God on the battlefield defending Cristo Rey. He went to confession before he died. He died with a crucifix around his neck. You see what the counter-revolution does? You see what happens when you stand with God, when you stand with Christians, when you stand with country and neighbor and fight? Amazing things happen. And we need to anticipate all of this again right now because we're going into the very same kind of revolution, the very same kind of persecution. And we need to open our eyes, look around. How are we going to beat these guys? Are we just going to go into the fetal position and freak out and say there's absolutely nothing that can be done? I'm not going to do that, and I don't think most of you are either. This is where we are right now. We need to sound the alarm. We need to stand together. We need to gather the forces. Don't count anybody out. Don't count out the bishops, as we said last time. Archbishop Gomez is doing cool things right now. Don't count him out just because he's terrible on immigration and some other things that he said over the... Doesn't matter now. This is war. Don't count anybody out. Not now. It's all hands on deck because we have a realistic chance because there are so many of us. We have a realistic chance, friends, of not only withstanding this, but emerging victorious. So anyone with the courage to speak out's got to be publicly encouraged and supported by us, regardless of where they were last week, last month, last year. I don't care anymore. You support the people who are speaking out right now.
And joining me now is Archbishop Joseph Nauman of the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas. He is also the chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities. Your Excellency, welcome back. So good to be with you. Thanks so much for coming on. What goes through your mind as you witness these pro-abortion policies being put forward by the Biden administration?
Well, it's a sad day for the nation, but it's a sad day particularly for us as Catholics to see a president who professes to be Catholic doing these things that are so contrary to our moral teaching.
We're about 1 week into a President Joe Biden administration, only the second Catholic U.S. president, and of course he has a pro-abortion agenda as well. Why is this scandalous?
it contradicts the church, again, on these issues of fundamental human rights and justice. So we have political leaders championing an injustice and people thinking that that's okay for Catholics to do, but it's not. Catholics cannot favor anything that is evil. We don't. We oppose evil. The killing of children in their mother's womb is evil.
I don't know about you, but I find that incredibly encouraging. I'm not going to sit there and hold it against them because they're not traditionalists. They don't get it on the Latin Mass yet. There's time for that. When you begin to see what you're up against as far as the New World Order is concerned, it's not hard to start realizing what's been happening to Christianity, what's been happening to Catholicism for 100 years to get us to this point. In other words, recruiting, if you see what's going on with Biden and the Great Reset and Soros and everything else, very soon you're going to see that there's a direct connection to Pope Francis. There's a direct connection to the revolution in the Catholic Church. People are going to be emerging as traditionalists. That's my prediction, rapidly over the next year. Just this week, Laura Ingraham did this.
Now, Bill Gates, whose net worth won't change much if China runs the show, has just the answer for preventing future pandemics. And of course, it involves global superstructures.
If there turns out to be some new infectious pathogen, then we need a group of infectious disease responders to spring into action. Think of these as like pandemic firefighters. Stopping the next pandemic will require a big investment. But I think of this as the best insurance policy the world could buy.
First of all, he treats us like we're 8 years old with the figurines. And now that Bill Gates has made his billions, why not use pandemics to advance the Great Reset?
2021 will be the critical year to reestablish trust in our ability to shape our common future.
And now with Donald Trump gone, they believe they're on a glide path to accomplishing this. Joe Biden's entire mandate is solving the coronavirus pandemic. Nothing more, nothing less. And now we find out it was a complete fraud. The men pulling his strings are apparently fine with a forever pandemic as long as it allows them to stay on TV and as long as it gives the medical establishment unlimited power and resources. Again, the Great Reset.
I'd make 2 points if I can. Number one, I don't care what Bill Gates says. I don't know why anyone cares what Bill Gates says about this.
Hallelujah. You know,
she's just one after the next, blowing these guys down. Gates, Fauci, everybody. You see, and the Bill Gates part, that's exciting for us because we know we're up against some powerful people. Bill Gates is worth $133 billion. He's the fourth richest guy in the world. And he has his hands on the levers of power everywhere from the UN to the WHO to the Vatican. So you know what I say about Laura Ingraham? God bless this woman. Holy cow, why would I be critical of her? What she just did. She woke up 10 million people that night. Many people in media, in politics, and in the church are waking up. They're on to what's going on here. Why? Because the baddies are trying to force something on the whole world that nobody wants. Nobody wants what they're trying to force on us unless you're a total chucklehead like Greta, whatever the heck her name is.
Thunberg.
Yeah, Al Gore's little mini-me. You know, maybe a couple of characters like that. The vast majority of people, I'm not talking conservatives, I'm talking people at work, people in the neighborhood, people walking down the street, they don't want this. All of a sudden, they're all on our side, you know, because we've been fighting this forever. Lots of people now are starting to push back against what's happening right now. They're sick of the face masks. They're sick and tired of the totalitarian regime keeping us safe. Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, these guys, these maniacs, have helped to orchestrate global lockdowns that have bankrupted hundreds of thousands of businesses and plunged 1 billion people now into poverty. These are not popular guys. These are monsters. People who weren't even reading books, but who've been watching movies now for the past 25 years are reading the paper and looking online and going, holy cow, it's the same thing. You see? These people are easy to recruit. We need to recruit them. And I'm talking about hundreds of millions of people all around the world. And what do they want? Do they want to start a new philosophical theory that they're going to try to fight back with the against the globalist vision? No. You know what they want? You know what they want? They want to go back to work. They want their kids to go to school. Basic things. They want to go to church. They want to go to the flipping ball field again. We're not asking them to do something difficult. We're asking all these people to simply do what they want to do, what they're begging to do, what they can't wait to get back to. It's just not going to be that difficult, friends, to rally the troops against madmen like Gates, especially once the fear of COVID is broken. And thank God that's happening all over the place. I'm going to show a little clip here that we may have to bleep a little bit.
You can stick a new world order up your... You can stick a new world order up your... You can stick a new world order where the sun don't shine but alter. Stick a new world order up your... Singing, we are 99%. Singing, we are 99%. Singing, we are 90. Together, we are 90. We are 99%.
And you got to be careful because you might start humming this thing. And so it's kind of catchy. And the reason I put it up there, I know, you know, it's kind of a crude thing to say, obviously. But I wonder if you felt the liberation that a lot of us felt when somebody sent this to our office the other day. And it was just to see somebody, anybody actually doing that. A song, a simple little song, people pulling the mask off and telling these guys exactly where they can go. Now, imagine if we all started doing this. Imagine if this starts spreading across the entire country. You don't have to use that particular word, of course, but do the same kind of thing. Tell them exactly where they can get off, friends. And that's what we have to do. That's why I keep saying this is not pie in the sky. We have a great chance here of waking people up because they want to wake up. We have a great chance. Patriots, traditional Catholics, evangelicals, pro-lifers, Orthodox Jews. Was there ever a chance to unite so many people against the diabolical New World Order and his war against Christ the King? Ever? Was there ever a chance? No, nothing like this. They want to stand up right now against this regime just like we do. We have allies, friends. Thank God for it. We have ideas. We have a mission. We have a winnable cause. And again, the last 4 years of Donald Trump proved just how popular it is, just how popular 80 million people voted for that in this country. So we got to snatch victory, literally, from the jaws of defeat, because it was obviously a defeat. But we may need to make this into now a turning point, you know, because this turning point, this thing we know is going to end in total victory for the children of light. The children of darkness now, having not only lost their souls, but lost their minds as well. But we need to be smart. We need to use our wits. We need to start by getting back on our knees like we talked about last time. Become true, honorable, proud Christians again. Proud to be a Catholic. Proud of it. Wear it on your sleeve. It terrifies them. And then go out in war. Go to war. Stand up. Shout from the housetops. Tell them. Make them understand. Make everybody know around you, work, neighbors, whoever, let them know. We will not comply. We're done. We're not afraid anymore. Today is the day that we take our lives back, that we go back to the old normal. Friends, it's just that simple. All we need is enough people to do it, and we can spread the word and make it happen. We can make this happen. This is not moving mountains. We're just asking people to join us in reclaiming our lives. Let's do this. Let's keep the faith. Let's unite the clans. And to hell with COVID. To hell with staying safe. Done with staying safe. I don't want to be safe anymore. I'll take it from here. And finally, of course, to hell with the New World Order. I'm Michael Matt for Remnant TV, and we'll see you next week.